Previously on The Butter Factor.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Foe!
Go away.
Right.
The Cheese Shop present The Butter Factor from Broadcasting House, London.
You are all ambassadors for this school. Anyone seen messing about in uniform, even outside school hours, will be for the high jump. No lies. Okay, before I send you all away to first lesson, we can hear now how Liverpool got on in their match last night. Michael Owen of 4B played in the game, and he's going to read out his report for us now. Michael Owen, go!
On Wednesday at 7:45, we played a match against Tottenham Hotspurs at home, and I took the kick-off and passed to Paul, who gave away a throw-in, and we played well during the first half, and at half-time it was 0-0, and at half-time Mr. Evans shouted at us, and we had oranges, which were dead nice. And it was on to the second half, and in the second half we changed ends, and Patrick got the ball and passed it to Steve, and Steve ran down the wing and crossed it, and I put it in the back of the net, and that made it 1-0 to us. And then the game carried on, with David making some good saves, and then the final whistle blew, and we'd won 1-0, and we were very happy, and we went on to Cinderella's night spot, and in the night spot, a lady gave me this. It's called a girl's bra.
Thank you, Michael.
And then some of the older players had a nose up in the gents.
Yes, thank you.
And we all enjoyed the match.
Okay, everybody off to first lesson.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Friend!
Really?
No.
Go away.
Right.
Hi there, and welcome to the Full Strength Coffee Morning, where we've been guzzling great big jugs full of espresso all night. Today we're discussing the wholesale slaughter of endangered animals. Is it a bad thing? Or is it a good thing?
Kill them! Kill them all!
Okay, Dave, you'll get your say in a moment. First, though, who needs a refill?
I do. I need a refill. Give me some coffee.
Okay, Gordon, what'll it be? Maxwell House? Café de Colombia? Nescafé?
You're wasting time. Give me coffee!
Okay, pass over your jug. Jez?
Just a small one for me.
What?
Come on, all right, I'll have lots of coffee. I'll have lots and lots of coffee with Pro Plus in. I'll have a coffee with Pro Plus in and one sugar. Just a flat one, thanks.
That's more like it. Okay, Jez. So, fellas, endangered animals, who's pro? Who's con?
Kill them! I want to kill them! I want to kill everything!
Okay, Dave. But what about those Chinese tigers that have coffee passed through their digestive systems to make it taste better?
I didn't know about them! Kill them all except for the coffee tigers!
Do you mean that the coffee doesn't get digested?
Well, I don't know the exact details, but I guess that's what I'm saying.
Excuse me!
Gordon, we're still recording here.
I don't care! I'm going to the toilet. I want to have my coffee again!
I'm coming with you.
And so am I!
Well, it looks like that's it for today's full-strength coffee morning. The verdict on endangered animals, if they can crap coffee, they're okay by us. See you next time.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I've been sat here for 15 minutes and everyone but me seems to have been served their breakfast. I'm Mr. Parks, room 15?
Oh, room 15? What do you think this is, bed and breakfast?
Well, yes.
It's bed or breakfast, sunshine. You've had your kip now, clear off!
Boys, Steve Davis here. Not the Steve Davis, obviously. I'm not the snooker player. I am Steve Davis, agony uncle. And this week, my first letter is from... It's from Derek in Southend. He writes... All right, Steve. My problem is this. I had a bust-up with my wife last weekend, and she is no longer speaking to me. Is it possible that I am in the wrong? Yet, it's a tricky one, this, Derek. Technically, no. It is not possible for a man to be in the wrong. However, it is possible under certain circumstances for a man to pretend that he is in the wrong, if that's what it takes to keep the little lady happy. She knows the score, dealt with. Next letter. My next letter is from... It's from Beefy Bazza in Chelmsford. He writes, All right, Steve. I recently spent a wonderful evening in the company of a young lady called Brenda. We drove into Chelmsford, and while I parked the car, she bought us a couple of tickets for the British Welterweight Championship fight between Dave Boy Turner and Philip Gooch, which frankly turned out to be something of a bloodbath. Anyway, that put the young lady in cracking spirits, and I thought we might be on the road to something special. So imagine my confusion, not to say distress, when in the Bricky's Arms, on the way home, she asked for a pint. What advice can you give me? Dump her, she's a fella! Didn't you spot it when she paid for the tickets? What's she have to do, grow a beard? Dealt with. That's it from me. Be good. If you can't be good, you'll have me to deal with. Steve Davis, ta-da.
Halt! Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Foe! With flowers.
Go away.
You haven't even looked at them yet.
I don't care. Go away.
Right.
Now, the much-fancied horse at the 225 at Haydock is Beau Brummel. There's some fantastic legs on this good-looking filly, and when she's really stretching and her tail's up, she's really quite something to look at. What do you think, Martin?
Well, stick that horse in a dress and I'd be stiff for a week.
Okay, everyone, let's start with an introduction. This is Jerry's first time with us, so why don't we let him tell us a little about what he's going through. Jerry.
Right, my wife left me a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
She took the kids, and I don't know where they are.
Okay. Now, Jerry, I want you to tell us how you feel about that, using what we gave you.
How I feel about it?
Yeah.
Come on, Jerry.
Come on.
Well, I guess I feel a bit...
So it's really not that bad, then?
No, it's awful. I feel like my whole life is...
Use the horn, Jerry.
Well, I feel like my whole life is...
Looking better every day.
I'm sorry, I'm not finding it that easy to express myself with this clown horn.
I think I know what Jerry's trying to say. He's trying to say...
That's it, exactly. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
I know where you're coming from, Jerry. My wife... And she didn't even leave a note.
Right. Stephen, you've been very quiet. Have you got something to say?
No, I just forgot my kazoo. Do carry on.
Okay, Jerry, the first thing I think you should do is buy yourself a pump-action shotgun because you can actually play that like a wine bottle.
Oh, right, well, yeah, I suppose that would be better than...
Yeah, and if you're really lucky, it might go off in your face and solve all your problems.
Right.
Now, why don't you all join in as I tell you how I feel about what you're all going through with the help of this piano?
Ha ha ha!
Who goes there? Friend or foe?
Friend of foe.
How is he?
Fine.
Go away.
Right.
What did he say?
Leave it, Nigel. He's not worth it.
People thought that I was gone. Now I'm back, so sing along. Sing a sad old song with me.
Hi, Ted Ruby here. Singer-songwriter, remember me? Just thought I'd drop you a line, let you know that I'm back in town, available, and my number's on the inlay card. Now, you're probably thinking, hey, I haven't seen Ted since God knows when. Now you're thinking, hey, that big hit he had, Lovely Lady, how did that go? Well, how could you forget? Lovely lady, have you ever been in love? Lovely lady, be my loveliest lovely love. Lovely lady, I would love to love you, lovely, be my love. Hey now, hands up if you just rewound the tape to listen to that one again. That means a lot, man. When that baby charted back in 1973, I was the toast of the town. Everyone wanted a piece of the action. If it moved, I laid it. If it didn't, I stuck it up my nose. You told me the good times were only just beginning, and that kinda gave me an idea for my next song. The good times have only just begun. Shout it from the roof. The king of the world. Oh, baby. King of the world. Of course, that one sunk without a trace. Didn't trouble the Billboard Hot 100, and you and your pals at the record company started to get itchier feet than a hobo's dog with athlete's paw. You said, Ted, you got one more chance, son, and that kind of gave me an idea for a song. I got one more chance to get it right. One more chance or I can kiss it goodnight. The car goes back in the morning, hear my song. This feels like the end. Tell me I'm wrong, please. Well, you told me to go screw myself, and that kind of gave me an idea for a song. I'll skip it if you don't mind. Kind of a dark period in my life. Well, I'm all dried out now. I found God and I'm ready to resurrect my career. Didn't want to just call you up. I wanted to let you know in the most original way. Kind of a musical CV if you like, to show you and the boys of the record company I still got what it takes. I'm Ted Ruby. And that kind of gave me an idea for a new song. My comeback number. Lovely lady, have you ever been in love? Lovely lady, be my loveliest lovely love. Lovely lady, I would love to love you. Lovely, be my love. One time.
Hello, would you be interested in buying some advertising space? Okay, bye.
Hello, I was wondering if you're interested in buying some... Yep, bye.
Hello, would you be interested in...
Bye.
Hello, bye. Hello, it's Clive. Clive got some advertising space, you might be... Bye.
Hello, can I speak to Joanna? Joanna, buy some advertising... Bye.
Hello, Ken? Ken. Can I interest you in some advertising space?
What, really?
Well, as much as you like. How much were you thinking of?
Oh, wow, great.
Name and address, name and address.
Just give me your name and address. OK, yeah, Lee. Leave me alone, you bastards.
OK, bye.
This is the rubbish train. If you're unfortunate enough to live near a station the fast train can't be bothered with, then you're on the correct platform. 4, Clapham Junction. None alighting. Wearing. Hardly worth stopping. Oxbow come little else. Why here? Effingham. Ponder. Ponder's end. Bored again. Doze. Dribble. Neck ache. Wake up. Nearly there. Nearly their junction, nearly their west, nearly their parkway. Milking. Nearly their triangle, missed it, and then fast, all the way to Clapham Common and Wandsworth.
May the 31st, 1998, is Zero Day. At 0 hour, on Zero Day, the four riders of the apocalypse dismount and stretch their legs. The dying must stop, and heroism must win the day. Zero Day is upon us. Chichester Radio, FM, is reborn.
Breathtaking, I think you'll agree. That is our new lead jingle that will relaunch the station.
So you're relying on that single jingle?
Oh, no. We've got follow-ups. Listen, here's one of them.
Please listen to Chichester Radio when we've got some new people working here. That will be on Monday week. Itchester Radio.
Oh. Right, well... Thank you, Anthony. I'm sure they'll do just fine. Now, the altogether more prickly subject of the new programming schedule. Lester, how's it shaping up?
Very good. Weekdays, 6 till 12, the new breakfast show. More about that later.
All right.
12 to 12.05, news.
Mm-hmm.
12.05 to 12.07, travel.
All right.
12.07 to 12.10, weather. 12.10 until midnight, the afternoon show with Jack Peters. Midnight till half past, the angry satirists.
Oh, God.
Half 12 till 1, might be the funny twins. One of them's in prison, though, and the other's in trailing.
Oh, God.
Then through the night with Doug Quaid's Easy Jazz Soul Odyssey.
Oh, God, this is disastrous!
Nothing's bloody changed. You've just put that idiot Jack Peters on in the afternoon.
Steady on.
Shut up, Jack. You've stuck Quaid on an all-night abysmal jazz odyssey.
We've got a new breakfast show.
Well, what is it?
Godfrey Parker and Friends, brackets 2 or 3.
What? What? The Godfrey Parker from Three Counties Radio?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic news. Brilliant.
Yeah, and he's just had a tracheotomy, so...
No, that sounds quite serious.
Does it? Well, I'm sure it'll be fine. It's not like anyone stuck a knife in his throat, is it?
Oh, God.
Itchester Radio.
Welcome to Stoat Adult Education Evening School. Now, we're all going to have a lot of fun learning to read, but there are just a few things I'd like to make clear before we get down to our first lesson. Peter and Jane and the dog are all cleverer than you. On your desk, you'll see a small rule book. It's the big one about the size of a Gideon's Bible. Please read it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier.
Excuse me, Mr. Stoke?
Yes, what?
We can't read it. That's why we're here. To learn to read.
I know, you idiot. I'm just trying to goad you into action. Still, I'm glad one of you is listening. Wake up the rest of you. You're not deaf as well as dumb, are you? As Arthur pointed out, we have a problem. How can I teach you to read when you can't read my rule book? Any suggestions? No, not you, Arthur. Let's see if anyone else has developed the power of speech within the last 30 seconds. Yes, you.
Perhaps you could read out the rules to us.
There's always one, isn't there, Arthur?
Is there?
Yes, there is. Listen, pal, do you know how many pages there are in this rule book?
500?
No, you're completely wrong. There's 512. Do you really imagine that I, or one of my colleagues, is going to spend several hours of their existence reciting a succession of pointless, petty-minded rules for the benefit of a roomful of educational misfits, that's yourselves, who only now, in the twilight of their miserable lives, have suddenly decided it might be an idea to learn to read? Well, if you do, then you're miles off. You're 10 stations too far down the line. You've missed your exit and you're hours from home. You're on completely the wrong plane and your luggage is nowhere. I'm talking in metaphors now. I don't expect you lot to understand. The point is, I'm not. What I am going to do is to give you each a cassette containing a complete and unabridged recording of the rulebook read by Christopher Timothy. He could spare the time. Please listen to it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier. On the subject of which, I would like to say just one thing before we start. I and my staff know how to read. You lot don't. In the event of an emergency, I know which doors say emergency exit and which say this way to the fire, sunshine. So please, if there is a fire or an avalanche, don't all panic and start charging for the nearest door, hoping you've got the right one. Stay in your places and allow me to leave the room first. You may, of course, follow me if you think you can run fast enough, but please don't make me die because you lot can't read.
Hello, I'm David Bowie, and I always listen to Chichester Radio FM.
And now on Chichester FM, new schedules mean new stars. Yes, it's time for Godfrey Parker.
Godfrey Parker is 40 years old. Recently had a knife stuck in his throat. Now he broadcasts using Morse code. He's Godfrey Parker.
I'll have a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and ice cream. And to drink, I'd like a Diet Cola.
Quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and ice cream.
And a Diet Cola.
And a Diet Cola. Do you know what the date is today?
Uh-huh. It's February 20.
And do you know what's happening tomorrow?
I'm being executed.
That's right. So this is your last meal. This is the meal where you can choose anything you want in the whole world.
Uh-huh.
And you've chosen a quarter pounder with cheese, fries, and an ice cream.
And a Diet Cola.
And a Diet Cola. Listen, kid, I can cook anything. Italian, Mexican, Polish, anything you want. Now I'm going to give you one more chance. What would you like me to cook for you?
Quarter pounder with cheese, fries, ice cream, and a Diet Cola.
I'm not doing it.
That's what I want.
No, you don't. You just think you do.
No, I do.
No, you're insulting me, man. Geez, I gotta say, I was expecting the Kansas Cannibal to come up with something more original.
No, he's next door. I'm the Kansas Cannonball. I didn't eat people, I just sat on them.
Listen, I got anything you want back there. Caviar, truffles, oysters.
Got any burgers?
No.
Got any fries?
No.
Well, then, you messed up big time then, haven't you?
Of course I got burgers and fries, you numbskull. I can do burgers and fries. I've worked for the two best restaurants in the world.
McDonald's and Burger King?
Look, you're dying tomorrow. Just live a little.
Oh, maybe you're right.
You know I'm right.
Okay. Pâté de foie gras with Melba toast.
All right.
Lobster thermidor with fresh spinach and shaved parmesan.
Mm-mm.
Beef Wellington with asparagus tips and Jersey potatoes.
That is no problem. And to drink?
I'll have burger with cheese, fries, ice cream, and a Diet Cola. Yeah.
This is the last train for all stations to Suburbiton, calling at Clapham Junction, Wimbledon, Wimbledon bit cheaper, Wimbledon hardly, Wimbledon my arse, Mankey Park, Mankey no park, suddenly nice again and Suburbiton. Change of Suburbiton for Mock Tudor, Chris Sutton, Chris Rea, Range Roverton, Range Roverton concealed driveway, Popstar Farm and Crooked Tax Forest.
You have been listening to The Butter Factor, written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Berender, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The producer was Adam Tandy.
That was The Butter Factor. Now, antiques that may be valuable.
Now, what have we got in this little box?
My grandmother.
Now, this is beautiful.
How much?
It dates from the late 17th century.
How much?
The craftsmanship is of the highest standard.
How much?
I've seen very few of this so well preserved.
How much?
Now, what's in this little box?
My sister.
It has the maker's stamp on its base.
How much?
And the original receipt as well.
How much?
There were very few of these produced.
How much?
Which makes this every collector's dream.
How much?
And what's in this little box?
My wife.
It really is one of the best examples of its kind I've ever seen.
How much?
If I was pushed, I'd probably recommend that you insure it for, £3 to £4. Unlucky.
And, what's in this little box?
My uncle.
Can I ask you why you've gone to such unusual measures?
Well, my father gave me these little boxes on his deathbed and told me to keep the family in them. Oh, he meant keep them in the family.